Everyone knew Britain's Queen Elizabeth was likely to die soon. She was 96. Yet, for many, it's still a shock. NPR's Philip Reeves filed this report from the city of Edinburgh, Scotland, where the Queen is expected to lie at rest in the coming days.
It's hard to grasp the scale of the loss many British people feel right now. Some themselves find it hard to fathom.
I've been very moved since I heard the news yesterday. When the news actually broke, I was far more moved than I anticipated.
That's Robin Carr, a retired businessman. We're outside Holyrood House, the 16th century palace that was the Queen's, and is now the King's, official residence in Scotland. Carr could have stayed home watching the TV coverage, yet...
I just felt compelled to come and be part of a group of people who were probably thinking much the same as me, and it's helping me deal with it to come down and see other people grieving, with a small g, but grieving for the loss of someone very special.
A crowd mills around outside the palace gates. People are laying down flowers. Health worker Elsha Scott is here with her husband Bradley. I ask her why she came.
Hello. I was very, very upset when the news, you know, came out last night, and we just wanted to come and pay our respects.
Yeah, the first thing on your mind this morning.
Yeah.
Not far away is Robert Milligan, a retired Scottish infantryman clad in tartan trousers. Milligan was watching The Simpsons when Queen Elizabeth's death was announced.
When it came up, oh, and I turned it on and I went, oh no, it's no real, but it is real.
I can see you're pretty upset about it.
Oh, yeah. She's like, we had somebody to love.
Those who don't particularly revere Britain's royals or believe its monarchy should be abolished can find the intensity of these emotions puzzling. Yet for Milligan, it's about who the Queen was.
She was like personal to everybody. Even if you came from the smallest village, she was like everybody's mummy. And everybody loved her.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Edinburgh.